This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. This holiday weekend, more than 180 million people are expected to go shopping, either in-store or online. That is according to the National Retail Federation, which says that is almost 16 million more shoppers than last year. For retailers, the big questions are who is spending and on what? Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports on how the different generations are spending.
Baby boomers control about half the wealth in this economy. So it makes sense that when it comes to holiday spending,
you're going to see boomers using their buying power to really provide experiences, not just for themselves, but for the younger generation.
Greg Portell is a lead partner at the consulting firm Kearney.
So you're going to see a lot of family gifting, a lot of family experiences, which should both expand the holiday shopping season, but also add a little depth to people's holiday spirit.
At the same time, older shoppers may feel a bit more sticker shock than others. Lars Perner, a boomer himself who teaches clinical marketing at USC's Marshall School of Business, says older people
spend a lot more time looking at lower prices throughout their lives. So inflation is likely to be more unnerving and a disincentive to buying.
For other groups, accepting higher prices isn't as big a deal as paying them. Candace Corlett is president of WSL Strategic Retail.
Some of the biggest spenders on gifts are millennials and Gen Z, and they're the biggest entertainers, and they have college loans to repay that kicked in October. So the timing is dreadful for the holiday season.
So we're entering a holiday shopping season where, according to McKinsey & Company, some shoppers will trade down for fewer or less expensive goods and services, while others will go in the opposite direction. Tamara Charm is a partner at McKinsey & Company.
Especially among younger, high-income consumers, we see that a lot of them want to splurge as well. It's been a really tough couple of years, and I want something that feels more immediate and something that's going to make me feel good in the moment.
Even if it might be tough to pay for later. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.